Ask an Expert segment continues. Joining me now on the line, we're catching up with CDU Research Fellow, Smart Cities and Suburbs Program, Dr. Deepika Matha. Good morning, Deepika. How are you?
Good morning, Mel. I'm all good. Thank you.
Lovely to have you on this morning. Thank you so much for your time. When people think of solar panels, we kind of think we're doing something incredible for the environment, renewable energy and getting them on our homes and so forth, and looking at ways that we're creating energy in the territory. I had no idea that there was a darker side to it.
It's not really a dark side.
It's really good.
It's really good that people are using renewables. But yes, I have to say it's something of the order that there is no such thing as a free lunch. So when we use these panels, they do have an end of life. And we just have to get our strategies in place on how to manage that. And that's what I'm trying to emphasize through this research.
So if we're looking at how to manage them, are we talking on a grand scale, or are we talking about Mr. and Mrs. Smith that have got a couple on their home?
We have to look at a grand scale because they are all over Australia in regional areas, in urban areas. And the big one would be, how do we collect them and process them, or do we decentralize that processing? What are the strategies? So we have to just start talking that it is something that we need to manage and put in a place several ways of doing it, because there is no one way.
Are they able to be easily recycled?
Well, what our research showed, that internationally there are very few places which recycle them completely, like from every bit of it. So in Australia, we do have recyclers which are collecting and stockpiling to get the volumes for recycling. But we haven't found anyone who is actually at the moment recycling it completely. So some of them are dismantling it, taking the glass and aluminium off, and then crushing and sending it overseas for reprocessing. Some are just keeping it here and stockpiling and getting machinery to, or they have machinery, but it just has to have enough volumes for it to be justified, economically justified.
Yeah. And are we using them to the best of our ability? Are we using them right through until the death of them?
Oh, no. That is one of the big things that we found in our research, that they can function easily 25, 30 years. And what is happening, and that's what the predictions are, for projections are for managing them. We're looking at 25 years.
Right.
But what we found is that people are replacing them around 10 to 12 years. And this is our research based in the territory. For reasons, if their inverter has failed, or if they've recovered the money and their warranty, the first warranty is now lapsed, they just find new models, cheaper, more efficient. It's nothing different from our mobile phones, you know. I mean, we don't need to change them.
No.
But when a newer, more efficient one that takes better picture comes across, we just change them. And that has that is a big problem, that we are replacing them when we don't really need to.
That's an excellent analogy, and I think we do way too much of that across all aspects of our life. And I think you're right about the telephone. I had no idea that it was happening as far as these solar panels were concerned. Is that what we're doing with our big solar farms as well? We're getting too caught up in new technology that we're sacrificing the old?
Well, we haven't looked at solar farms in particular. What we have looked more is the residential sector. But yes, solar farms would be very interesting, another way to go ahead and take a look. So I won't comment on that one.
And so what are you hoping to achieve out of this research? Is it to put those things into place so that we're not wasteful when it comes to our panels?
I think there are a couple of things. One is that when we push our renewables forward, we have to start looking at end of life at the same time. So our waste policies and renewables should be talking to each other. That's for starting. Then how do we collect them, the ones that people are taking off? Where are we collecting them? And what are we going to do with them? So those policies are not in place. And that's partly because the technology is not up and running on recycling and the next stage of processing. So nobody really knows what to do next. So, and we are emphasizing too much and putting too much for eggs in one basket for recycling. There are ways of extending their lives by reusing them, by repairing them. And if one person, if they don't fit the need of one person who wants to expand or get more energy out of them, you can use them in caravans, you can use them in other, but we have to explore those options. So let's not just think that we can use and discard as we wish and then just hope that recycling will take care of it.
Isn't it funny, the reason that we're doing these renewables and so on is to be more environmentally sensitive and to move forward and to make sure that we're doing the right thing by our planet. But in doing so, we've forgotten about recycling the very thing that we're hoping will help save us. Like, it's weird.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed it.
It's strange that it wasn't thought of when they were creative, what would happen at the end of their lives.
Well, yes, but look, it's a long time. It's 25 years. And I think that is partly to the reason why we did not start looking. But there has been quite a bit of action internationally on this. And people are concerned and they have put in policies in place, especially in Europe and other countries, where there is something called product stewardship and the manufacturers have to pay an upfront cost if they want to sell in a country, and that's for the end of life. And there is a very serious attempt in Australia, and people are working on that aspect of how can we do it. But my concern would be more for remote and regional Australia because other product stewardship schemes have not worked as well. Some have and some haven't. So we just have to make sure that because Northern Australia can be such a great place for renewables, we just have to make sure that we ensure that the end of life is not something that's completely ignored.
Dr. Mather, thank you so much for sharing your research with us this morning. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Mel. It was my pleasure.